If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Second segment, J Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School. We're diving into a little father-son-son-father combos. And DP, I came to the conclusion that realistically, when the father plays a sport and he's just by all purposes is good, mm-hmm. the son generally comes along and ends up being great. And then when the father is great, the sons struggle with either being good or just making it. It's an interesting dynamic because, you know, and Strick brought it up between me and Anthony Dorsett. We went to the other side of the ball mm-hmm. and played.
Yeah.
And then you have it, you know, where you had Archie Manning, who was a good quarterback, but he's nowhere near. He wasn't. I'm being nice.
Look, yeah,
he was nowhere near Peyton and Eli. And it's the interesting dynamic because, you know, obviously with the Bronny thing, people are you really expecting him to be LeBron James? I mean, he's not even built like his dad. There's realistically the best thing he could do is be end up being like Austin said, a Drew Holiday, and that would be exceeding expectations. But it's always, you know, very interesting as you know, as these guys coming up. And Team USA, 17 under, 17U, has a ton of former NBA players' sons that are going to be pretty special. But up until now, at least football-wise, I'd probably say just Clay Matthews and Clay Matthews Sr., mm-hmm. Bruce and his son, Bruce Matthews and his son that plays down in Atlanta. But it's very hard to either follow in those footsteps, but then you some of them exceed them.
Here's one on the come up, Marvin Harrison and Jr.
Now we'll see. Now that's we'll see. But his dad's a Hall of Famer, so he's got Hall of Fame talent. I think he's got all the tools. He's actually in a better position than his dad because he's way bigger than he's like 5 or 6 inches taller than his dad. Now he plays for the Cardinals. You know, the GM isn't Polian. You don't got Peyton. You got Pocket Hercules. So we'll see how it starts. But he has the potential, realistically, to be better than his dad. And that's a tall task because his dad's a Hall of Famer.
I'll take it back to people from my neighborhood. So there's Terry Metcalf, who played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Pro Bowl caliber, multi. He and your dad were the ones that changed how the running back position was played. Pass catcher, elite, all pro level kick returner, punt returner, etc. And then his son Eric comes along later, a little smaller, a little faster,
more sleek.
A different level of explosive. But you can it builds itself that one, if you're talking about a dad becoming elite, good enough to be a pro. Okay, that beats every metric that we can possibly think of, right? Yeah. And then to get a son or daughter
that goes and does it.
That also goes and gets at that level. Listen, the fact that you're talking about Bronny at all.
Yeah.
At all beats the metric.
Sure. Yeah.
Like it beats the metric. He's better than everybody criticizing him or most people criticizing him. Right. If another professional, air quotes, right? A guy who's getting paid same as you are, criticizes you, okay, that's just peer talk.
Yeah.
But for fans to sit back and say, well, he only scored 4 points at USC, you don't even know how many points people scored in college in most cases. You know Bronny because he's Bronny.
Yeah.
If his name was Bronny Simpson, you wouldn't know. And it's like, stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt like it's really interesting. I never really looked at it and understood. Now, granted, I didn't play running back, and I had to talk with my dad. Well, first of all, Lawrence Phillips changed my mind anyways, but there was places that I knew I could go in and play running back. But he was like, for every yard that you get, you're fighting against two. He's like, I'm cool. He's like, Coach Hodgman said, look, you can run. We know you can put it in the end zone, but it's different dynamics to it. And that's part of growing up in that type of environment. And Bronny's handled it pretty good. Now, look, he needs to play better. He knows he's got to perform better. It will take him a little while. Being 6'1", playing in the NBA is a difficult task, right? You got to think, when you look out on the court, Steph Curry is six. I've met Steph Curry. I know Dale. And look, his dad is a legendary three-point shooter. His son is obliterating his dad. It is almost like Seth is catching him. What I mean?
But you literally have to, it's that the Curry family is Manning good.
Oh yeah,
right. And Matthews family is that good.
Oh yeah,
that
they just didn't play quarterback.
Right, they produced athletes who succeeded at that level. We can look at pitchers who Bedrosian, who there's a dad and otherwise,
or Vlad Jr. and Vlad Senior. Right. Yep. You had
it's exceptional.
Yeah,
to even be in the conversation. Bouchette.
Yeah,
Dante and Bo Bichette.
It's exceptional.
I remember when Roger Clemens' son was coming up, and he was
Cody.
He was pitching for I think he pitched for Texas, and then he went he was pitching for the AAA. Mm-hmm. Here's what's funny. Here's how people change the narrative. He was pitching for the AAA affiliate on the outskirts of Houston. Cody was.
Mm-hmm.
His dad essentially came out of retirement and pitched with his kid.
Yeah,
people thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's different because Roger wasn't playing for the Astros and his son got, picked. But it's, I'd probably say football-wise, bloodline-wise, it'd be very hard for me to say that the Matthews families isn't the number one bloodline. Because you had two Hall of Fame dads, right? Bruce and Clay Sr. And the two sons aren't – one's still playing, one's retired. Both of them were first-round picks. Clay Matthews Jr. made a legendary play in the Super Bowl. Right, so he cemented himself in history, and he made multiple Pro Bowls. Same with the son that plays left tackle for the Falcons,
Earnhardt.
In racing, they're probably about the same, right?
Because
Remember, Dale Sr. didn't break through until very late in his career, and then the younger one broke through earlier.
Mm-hmm. How about the whole family?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Bobby and Brett are
like you
Brett. Have to have that discussion.
Yeah.
You go, wait
a minute. Yeah, hockey wise, yeah, for sure.
Hey, here's, to me, the Bonds family is the discussion because Bobby was such a cold-blooded freak athlete, and then to go above and beyond, like Bobby was a better player than Ken Griffey Sr.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. And then you measure up and go, dang. Y'all really good.
Yeah. Let's toss a little wrench into this conversation here. Fathers whose sons played a different sport, Calvin and Grant Hill.
Yeah. Now,
because you know them.
Yeah.
Because I know them and I watched baby Grant Hill grow. And to know that Grant Hill would have been Calvin Johnson in the NFL as a pass receiver. Like, I saw him.
Yeah.
That's a dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. That, like, you know, where you got, you know, Grant Hill and Calvin. Obviously, you know, Grant Hill was better than his dad at the, you know, perspective sports. Who else you got?
Well, Calvin had three Pro Bowls.
Yeah, but Grant Hill's one of the. Well, Grant Hill's the modern day version of what you got right now.
Text line is throwing a few out. Kevin and Craig Biggio. My boy Bobby Witt Jr. and his dad, and then also his brother's
you
in-law.
Had to do, you
the
had
text line did it not me. The text line, the text line made me. I'll get back to football. Someone said the Sertans, Patrick 1 and 2, and then Joey Porter's.
Okay, well, we're going to pump the brakes there, right? Because Joey Porter, I think, eventually should get into the Pro Bowl or into the Hall of Fame. He's cold-blooded. And for all you receivers out there, I tackled him as a receiver. So if you ever get switched to the other side of the ball, just Google Joey Porter, and you'll be okay. and then you got the Sertans. Both of them were cold-blooded. You talking about and with him and Sam Madison, they were the two roughest lockdown corners. The same thing. I think Sertan is the best corner going right now. So I would say probably the Sun is on the way to leapfrog because he's in the top 50 players now. I sent you that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think his son is on the way to leapfrogging his dad. Now the game's different, right? Mm-hmm. Joey Porter Jr. is on the way on the cusp. He's actually, his career is kind of like going along the same path as Joey, right? When Joey came in, he was playing behind like Jason Gilden and all those guys and had to wait his turn. Joey Porter Jr. didn't start right away. Then he started. So those are probably. I mean, there's very small samples of it. There's more of the majority.
The fielder name when you forget how good Prince was.
Yeah,
Prince.
And then he just dipped.
Like, I'm out.
You're like, Dad, some hamburgers got good. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The Long family.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Right. Those two, yeah.
And right. The Patty's in NASCAR.
Hold on. The Long family, right? You got the Kyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle was the offensive lineman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the D, Chris is the D. Yeah, so yeah. They're both on first round picks, both on multiple Pro Bowls.
The Alomar family.
Yeah.
I say
Roberto Alomar Jr., the short stat was probably the real deal.
And Roberto with Dad.
Yeah.
Because Dad, again, steadfast. The Ripken family.
Yeah, but Cal's hard to. The dad, it wasn't as good as Cal. But yeah, that's it. I mean,
but the dad coached for 45 years.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to give him a little credit. And of course, today we have to shout out the Bryant family with Jelly Bean passing today.
Yeah.
Hey, on the flip side of that, some celebratory news. David Ortiz's son got drafted by the Red Sox.
That means I'm old, man.
D'Angelo Ortiz. Hey,
let me tell you, I'm going to tell you my David Ortiz story. It's one of the coolest things, and I'm sure if I met him, he probably don't even remember. My cousin worked at the downtown Marriott in Minneapolis. And so it's the off season for me, so I was living back in Minnesota. And so I'd come back, and he was like, hey, I got to work to – you know, 10, you know, and he's like, come pick me up. He's like, hey, and he's been telling me about David Ortiz, right? And back then, if you hit 30 home runs, you were like the power hitter in the league. And so he'd been telling about David Ortiz because David Ortiz was staying sometimes, you know, when his family come in to stay at the Marriott. So go and, you know, he calls him down, meet him. And he didn't speak very good English then. And he's like, my man, he's like, I just want to hit 20 home runs and 100 RBIs. And I want to get paid $1 million, right? That was kind of like the benchmark. Well, Carl Pohlad is notoriously cheap, right? The only person that he paid was Kirby Puckett. And he was reluctant. He actually kept Kirby Puckett on payroll later because he didn't pay him, you know, during it. And it was so cool to meet David Ortiz. And he left and he went to Boston because the Twins wouldn't pay him $1 million. And he ends up being a Hall of Famer and a legendary player. And if you think about it, what, you know, you always think about what would his career have been if he stayed? What would have happened, you know, if he went to another team? What would have happened if he didn't hit that 20th home run? You know what I mean? Just that one team didn't want to pay you. And it's pretty cool to see. I'm sure he's pretty excited for his son to, you know, go through that Red Sox organization.
And there's – so I caught him when he came through Salt Lake. and he was like a giraffe. Like, you kept seeing him waiting for his body to catch up to the cerebral part. And then once it did, he was a rocket ship.
Yeah.
In boxing and wrestling, pro wrestling, the families run deep.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, that's definitely family business, especially in those two sports.
Like the Von Erichs,
the Flairs, all of them. Yeah, Rock and all them. I mean, Rocky. I mean, so that's the way it is. That, I mean, that's a totally different atmosphere. But in these type of big time sports, it's a little different. I mean, you got to think, Austin, before we go to break, you talk about somebody doing something different. We got one right on our own on the Nebraska team. Van Poppel plays defensive line. His dad was a pitcher. You talk about the opposite. You got a pitcher in a non-combative sport, contact sport, and you got a big old son that's playing D-line.
Bowling up on fourth and one.
D-line, of all things, in the Big Ten. So there's always a different way to skin a cat, man. Good segment. We're going to take a quick break, come back. At the bottom of 4 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.